All right. Okay. I've been working on this album for 6 months. Seven, really. This is honestly my most personal album I've done so far. I made this story when I was 10 years old, and I remember writing it down somewhere. And I was like, I know it's a journal, I know it's something. And right before I left for Florida, I was cleaning out junk, literally, in the garage. And I found this spiral, and it literally is so... it's destroyed, basically, but it's a spiral that one of my mom kept, and I found it, and it's just an old school spiral, that I wrote this story on, and even though it's not a long story, I got the basis of everything, what I thought back then, and it is so crazy, to go back 15 years when I wrote this story. It was right after I got back from my first trip to Disney World. As I was 10, it was right after I had endocarditis. And, I wrote this story, and then, as a kid would do, go outside with his sword, with his, all of his toys, and act it out, is what I did. And those were the days that my imagination was so crazy. I thought of every medieval thing possible. And this is the story of how one person, about a boy who goes and finds this mysterious sword that's been sleeping in a cave for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. But he finds out that the sword has a spirit within it. And it is a young princess who's been trapped there for hundreds of years. And all of a sudden, they go on a journey to find out that the wizard that sealed her in is still alive as well, and he is taking over the kingdom that is in the sky, known as Fargata. It's going to be a long podcast, and hopefully I can get it all done in one go, but this is the story of the Silence of the Sword. My next album that I'm not even calling an album. It's an adventure, for sure. And why this adventure is so important to me, but also one of the craziest and most insane sounding albums I have done so far. This has been a crazy journey for me. And let's talk about it. So let's talk about this album. This album obviously is a very powerful album. And I wish I could tell you the story of this in full detail, but I can't. And the reason why I can't is because there's so much to this story. It's powerful. It's a powerful story, and I honestly can't wait to share it with you guys very soon. The story begins with One Night Long Ago, which I do believe I teased off. So it starts with One Night Long Ago, which hopefully y'all can hear it just a little bit. So it starts like that. So this is one night long ago. This is, so in my mind, when I wrote this album, I was basically pitching this as a movie. So the album begins with One Night Long Ago, and it is Alexander, our main character. He is telling this story as a narrator. And he tells of this story about how the wizard convinces the princess to go to a cave to basically study. Now, Vargata is a land in the sky. It was lifted to the sky for the protection of the royals and their people. And this cave is very, very close to the bottom of the island in the sky. And so, you know, you can fall off and, you know, bad things happen. Anyway, and so they go up there into the cave, which this is where the Welcome Princess song comes in. And the beginning part, so about a good 2 minutes and 15 seconds or so, is this piano. And then I'm telling y'all now, it's so freaking hard to do a piano riff like that. So this is Princess Grace, which is our princess in the story. This is kind of her theme, which I teased this off on my Instagram just a few months ago. Let me tell you right now, it's awful hearing it in computer speakers, but it's so much more better to hear it through headphones or through the car even. They're really sounding good. So that happens. Oh God. I hate when it does this. Okay. Hopefully when I move this. Okay, there we go. Sorry, my computer is so weird. It does the duplication thing, and I hate it. Anyway, and then we get Seal of the Princess, which is really, it's dark and menacing. So you'll get to hear that. And then Today, which in the movie, it would be like a montage of like us flying through the sky and stuff like that. And you hear narrated talking about what is today, stuff like that. That's what this song is. So there's Today, and just a little bit of piece of it. And then we go on to the main theme song for the album. And I had too much fun making this song. Too much fun. And before I actually restart it, because I freaking paused it the other way. Making this album, I've never been so happy in my life. I've never had so much fun creating something. It is insane how much I have enjoyed creating this album. Like I said, this is The Silence of the Sword. This is what the song is called. It's the main theme song for this adventure. And I love this song. Just hear this. Thank you. I'm telling you, I had way too much fun making that song. And it gets even crazier after that. So it's great. So that's the main theme. And then we go into Fargata, which is the land in the sky. And it gets crazier after that. And then we meet our main character, Alexander, his theme is in two parts. So Alexander, which is the next song's name, is his adventure theme, I guess you could say. And then the next song, which is called Living Poorly, that's kind of his main theme. So this is Alexander. It's a little loud, sorry. Really fun song, and then Living Poorly. Sorry, don't know why I did that. Like I said, all these songs, they sound so much better through headphones or through the car or whatever. And then we meet his mother. So in the movie, there will be, you know, obviously a few minutes where we meet his mother. She kind of explains why he doesn't have a father and stuff like that, which I won't get into, because that's another personal issue that I have right now, unfortunately. But anyway, so we meet his mother. It's a good old piano piece right there. And then she tells him the story of an ancient war, which obviously happens hundreds and hundreds of years ago, when Grace got sealed within the sword. So this is the story of a sword, or the story of a war. How I did this next part, keep in mind, some of these I actually played instead of increasing the tempo. I don't know how I did this next part. Listen to this. Right here. I don't know how I did that. That is not me increasing the speed. That is me playing it. I think that's still at 120 tempo. I don't know how I did that, but that's crazy. And then we get to one of my favorite songs that I did for this album. It's called The Whispers of the Sword. So one night after they go to bed, Alexander starts hearing the whispers of the sword, which is obviously Princess Grace, and she's telling him to help. I mean, he doesn't know why, and blah, 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 you know, kind of common things, but at the same time, kind of a mysterious still. I love what I did for this song. And then the song gets more intense from there. It's awesome. It's an awesome song. I really enjoyed making that song. This song, first of all, so far, every song that you've heard so far, I was in Florida making these songs. And there was a time where I completely shut down after my grandmother passed. And then I got some really unfortunate news with my mom. As well, And I was at a shutdown mode, and I convinced myself, I pushed myself to write this stupid album. Because it is the first album, in my opinion, of my cinematic era. And I went through a really hard time writing this album in Florida. And so, like I said, so far, all the songs that you've heard so far, or at least the first, let's see, the first, let me get a, oh, shit, sorry, the first 20 songs that I believe are while I was in Florida, maybe, I have to go back and listen to them, but which would be bold anyway. All right, and then Finding the Cave, which is an awesome piece that I made while I was in Florida, and I've already teased this off on my Instagram. Holy hell. Oh my gosh, I gotta stop passing. Sorry. This sounds incredible with headphones or through the car. But yeah, I really like that. The distortion of that huge, it's called a sandstorm effect. It's a sandstorm of string effect that basically it's just strings. It's what it is. But they just absolutely distort it, and it's crazy. Beauty of the Sword is where Cornfield Chase comes in, which is right here. Which is completely slowed down just because I didn't, obviously I'm not playing it, you know. And then some really cool stuff happens. I just figured out that I can do that with my Mac. Okay, cool. Anyway, so that happens in, it's when Alexander finds the sword and he's absolutely mind blown at the sword, and he, like I said, he's absolutely baffled by it. So that's what that is. Hello, Alexander is when Princess Grace starts to talk to him through the sword. And it's a bunch of that, you know, at different moments and stuff like that. It's really cool. A Spirit Within, I tease this off, this was the announcement trailer song, for this album, and, what I did with it is crazy. So what I did, as I went back and made the beginning part, which is what you hear in the teaser, I made it more crazy, and then after that, it's even more crazy. Yeah, so there's some of the... Anyway, that's a really cool song. And then Princess Grace, this is her theme. I love this song just because it describes her adventurous theme, but like an adventurous self, but it also has a bit of elegancy to it as well. And it has some old school little loops that I used back then. This is where it gets a little interesting. Yeah, so really fun little piece. It gets even more crazier and more elegant, definitely. And then her theme that we hear in Welcome Princess plays towards the end of this, so it's really cool. And then Lost in Her Beauty sounds really mysterious and scary, especially with that little synthesizer. I love this part right here. Not this part. Sorry. I forgot about this. Right here. It's really cool to hear this song through headphones, just because you feel like you're in some kind of like horror element. But the reason why it's Lost in Her Beauty is because, you know, I have been in that moment where I've been lost in, I'm sorry, I'm just going to plain out and say this, but lost in a girl's beauty. And that's normal for males, let's be honest. But I've been lost in beauty several times, in my life, especially the last, before I left for Florida. And, y'all understand that story, that the girl that I fell in love with, right before I left, it's been kind of hard coming back home and realizing it's kind of not what, you know, it should be. And so me and her have kind of, separated for now, just because I am, let's be honest, I'm not doing good, medically wise again, and so sorry, getting lost in thought, but yeah, I am lost in beauty a lot, because that's just what males are, except I'm not in that nasty way. I'm in the old school way, the right way is what I like to call it, when you get lost in her beauty and you just can't stop thinking about her. That's what this song is kind of for Alexander. He looks at this spirit that comes out of this sword, and she's beautiful, and she's, you know, she's very gracefulness, and that's why her name is Grace, is because she is the beauty of this kingdom. And so that's for him. And so the song gets really cool towards the end as well. And then Ambush of the Knights, this is when the wizard sends these knights to the cave, things just don't go well. This song gets really cool. Just listening to these next two parts. Here. And then we have his response. Ah! Okay, sorry. I was trying to pause it, but it wouldn't pause. So it's really cool. I love when I do, like, a respond to what you just heard. That's why a lot of my music, I like to make you listen to it once, twice, three, four times. But something is added each measure that it happens, or each, you know, four measures or whatever, in music. So it's really cool. That's happens a lot in that song, just because it's just crazy. And then Princess Grace obviously is like, you need to protect me, you know, whatever. But then she's like, wield the sword. Wield what's inside. So when Alexander grabs the sword, he's immediately immersed into a spiritual realm. And he consumes this magic. If you don't recognize that, it is a battle theme from, I don't know which number, but it's from one of the Final Fantasies. Really cool rift. And then the Knights Flee is a really cool song. I enjoy this song. There's a lot of cool things that I did with this song. Really cool. Just a really fun song. And then Grace and Alexander, they have a conversation about why Grace is there, what has happened, who we need to go after, all that stuff. And this song is really cool. And it gets really cool after that. I really enjoy it. So what now is the question that Alexander proposes to her. And so they obviously have a conversation through that. I like this song, and you're going to find out why right now. I did three chords. You're obviously hearing them now. Ready? Pum, pum, pum. You know, it's like, that was me singing, by the way. But those chords kind of represent this song. And those chords are really cool. In the movie, in a movie scenario, this song would play during like a comedic section of, because it's a question. And so they have a really interesting conversation between the two. And it kind of goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And anyway, really cool. And then Walking in the Fields, I don't think I've teased this song off yet. I think that's in my plans to tease this song on Instagram. I tease all my songs on Instagram. But Walking in the Fields is a really cool song. Don't know if I'm gonna get to it. Oh. Here we go. So this is a acoustic guitar in the Enchanted Harp, which is one of my favorite instruments ever, together. So just an awesome song. I really enjoyed that one. And then Your Spirit is Your Weapon is what this next song is called. It is, you know, Grace telling Alexander, hey, your spirit is your weapon. I don't like what I did with this song, though. Y'all know me. I always have one song in every single album that I hate. And this is it. I hate the distortion of this. It doesn't sound bad. It sounds so huge, and I don't like it. Anyway, it's the only song that I have a problem with on this album. The only one. I usually have two or three. It's the only one. But then again, it doesn't sound horrible. It just sounds like a huge, echoey reverb. No. But you know what? I'm going to release it anyway. I learned from my mistakes, and obviously, like I said, I have two, three songs that I hate in each album. This is the only one that I don't like in this album, so it's really cool. So, after that conversation, they head to the castle of Fagarda, which is this song right here. I love this song. I'm not going to play the beginning of it, so hopefully you can skip it and get to the part that I want to show you guys. This is just an enchanted harp. Not enchanted harp, just harp. Right here. I'm going to show this. This is the first song, by the way, of Beat when I got home. Anyway, really cool song. I like that song. That's the first song that I composed at home. And so I have my full setup. I have my computer, my keyboard. I have everything back. And that was the first song that I composed with my keyboard back. They get to a city, Spirita, which is where Fargata is at. Well, the castle of Fargata. And this is the city theme. And I like this song a lot. My skills are just getting some, and keep in mind, I have not gone to a single composing class, not a single one. And teaching myself how to write music is, it's so complicating. But the more that I do it, the more I do it on a daily basis, I feel myself getting better, and that's what I want. And so it's crazy. Then we get to Castle Fargata. No, I'm gonna restart it. But it's menacing, but it also has that elegancy as well. So, really cool song. I like it a lot. Then Evil Within is another kind of battle theme, I guess you could say. It is evil, obviously, within the castle. Now, this song I like a lot just because I made the bass drums so much more bigger than what it should be. And it's overpowering, but at the same time, you can still hear what's going on. Anyway, cool little song. Guys, I'm 20, almost 25, and my voice cracks all the freaking time, and I hate it. Anyway, cool little song, and I like it. So when Alexander and Grace meet the wizard, we get his theme finally. The wizard who cursed her. I don't know what happened there. I don't care. The song came up good anyway. Sometimes mastering, it does some weird crap, and I don't know why. Anyway, huge bass cello and bass string song right there. It's really cool. Alexander obviously gets pissed, and he says, "Face me," which is the next song. Keep in mind, I'm playing the piano, like, that fast. It's nuts. There's some really cool little, fun little riffs. Yeah, really cool. Really, really cool. And so, obviously, The Magic of the Sword, which is the next song, has some very familiar sounds. familiar melodies, like right here. That's obviously the Hunger Games. And then now, if you were with me or have been with me since the very beginning, this is from, I think, the Realm of the Kings album, or my other King, the Hero and the Kingdom or whatever. That's that riff. It's really cool. I wanted to go backwards a little bit. Right there. Then we get to some cool stuff. Right here. And I'm gonna leave it at that. It's a really cool song. I like it a lot. Lies is the next song. And it's when the wizard tells the lies of who Grace really is. And I'll explain that when the album is out, and you'll have time to listen to that. I'm not going to play it right now, but it's cool. Then we get the next Silence of the Sword song, but it's Evil Spirits theme. Really, really cool. I like that song a lot. Trust Me, Alexander is the next song, and it's when Grace tells her to trust, that's her, you know, so Grace tells Alexander to trust her, and that they will fight together, and that's a really cool song. I like it a lot as well. And then we get to the two battle songs. So the battle against the Wizard of Evil is the first one. Now, it sounds happy now, but this is only, like, the first phase, okay? This is, like, phase one, you know? When it cuts off right here, and then plays again, this is the second phase, and there's more menacing right here. Let me tell you guys, I cannot wait for you guys to hear the full song of this one. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for you guys. This is the song that I freaked out over I wrote this song like 2 weeks ago. And I was like, oh my gosh. I freaked out. I freaked out when I heard the whole thing together. It's so crazy. It's nuts. Now, there are four parts to this, so there are, like, four phases. And then the next song, which is the final phase, is called Death Comes for You. This is Grace telling this wizard that death will come to him, and so they fight it out. You know, the three of them, Alexander and Grace, against the evil wizard. Now, the beginning part is a huge piano part, but then the part that I want to let y'all hear at least a little bit of. Right there. This song is nuts. This song is crazy. This song is nuts. Especially here in just a minute. Those are sharps and flats together. This song is crazy. Here we go. I'm just gonna let y'all listen to this because it's so crazy. Here we go. Thank you. I'm typing it right there. This song is crazy. This song is so crazy. It's so crazy, especially the next section of that. There are, it's, oh Lord, I think it's a I can't remember, but it's nuts. It's so crazy. It is one of the craziest songs I think I've ever done. One of the craziest, if not the craziest song I've ever done. It's so nuts. So I can't wait for y'all to hear it. And then after they defeat him, they are free again, which is this song. And I'll just leave it at that. Let y'all guess what that comes afterwards. And then The Princess and Her Knight, obviously, is a really fun song. It's a piano song, and I really did really good on that one. It's so hard teaching myself how to write music and how to teach myself how to play piano. It's so rough. But it's really cool. And then the next song is A Kiss on the Cheek. I like this song a lot. Just hear this for a second. It's an awesome song. I like it a lot. And then, of course, it wouldn't be a Keaton album, a Special Heart Studios album, without a waltz. And so, the Waltz of the Peaceful Spirit, or Peaceful Silence, I do believe. Yeah, Peaceful Silence is this song. It's really cool. It sounds more epic just because it is. This album is epic, okay? So the choir, there's two sections. There's a choir in this part, and then there's an enchanted strings, the ones that I like so much, on the next part. Except that part, the second part, is faster. It's really cool, and I like it. And then, obviously, the tagline for the album is called Awaken the Silence, and that's what this song is called. Y'all might recognize this. What if Illuminations, Reflections of Earth, one of the best shows in Epcot, was cinematic? And that's what that is. So I really like it. It's so cool. And it's just awesome. And then we end the album with The End. It has Beethoven Virus, which is a really big song on TikTok right now, which I don't want to get into that, so I'm not. but of course, it has the main theme as well. And it's like a end credit song. Like the credits are rolling, and that's what that is. And it's so cool. It's so epic. And I cannot wait for you guys to hear it. This album is nuts, okay? It is so crazy. It is the most insane album I've ever done in my career so far. It is my first step into the cinematic world. And I cannot wait for you guys to hear this song, or these songs, this album, this adventure, very, very soon. It's coming out in April, early April. I will give you guys the release date next week. And I will post this podcast right after I'm done editing it. So probably about 5 p.m. Central Time, I'll post it. All right, get ready to awaken the silence when The Silence of the Sword releases in early April. And join Princess Grace and Alexander for a journey that will save the kingdom of Fargata. I cannot wait for you guys to hear this adventure. And I will... Obviously, what's next? What's my next album? What is it? I'm torn, but I've made my decision today, this morning. My Kingdom Hearts tribute album, the Keyblade's Chosen One, will be my next album. All right, Awaken the Silence in early April.